We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
The defense giving up back-breaking touchdown drives at the end of games to the Ravens and Steelers is not on Justin Fields.
Maybe he thinks that the Bears offense would have done more in the first half against the Steelers if Andy Dalton was there.
Then we're just doing some sort of crazy, like, they would have been better in the first half, but then he would have done exactly what Justin Fields did in the second half, even though what Justin Fields did in the second half suggested a level of playmaking ability that we've never seen from Andy Dalton. You know what I mean? It's just, it is, that is some pretzel logic.
It's a great album.
I still will take.
That was a little salty.
I say, I turn to him and I go, boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Really?
I think you got that twisted myself.
Hey!
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I'll still take 3-7 seeing some stuff from Fields.
Oh, that was
5-5 or 6-4 with the Justin Fields back.
About it.
Huh?
Stop being such a sourdough about it.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
Is it time for me to go
Look,
home yet?
Honey, braid this thought together. Okay. No, that was terrible. I stretched.
This is my favorite part
it.
Of the show so far.
We're in crunch time here, the 3 o'clock hour, so can we get to it?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I'm not going to participate in these pretzel puns. I refuse.
You're not?
No.
Then you go home, sir.
All right. Yeah, no, I loved them losing by 3 scores last year to the Saints and only scoring 9 points in that playoff.
Yeah, but Danny, you have to just can Snyder one thing for me. Can Snyder it for me.
I
got it.
I'll get Snyder it.
I got it.
Yeah. It's a real hater take,
all right,
though.
Shane, that's it. Hand over your mic. Hand over your mic.
I'm not acknowledging this segment.
My dad.
You can't keep Ux with us anyway.
A few moments later.
Pat Manley joins us. What up, Pat?
Nothing, Danny. I got a question for you before we get started. Why did the pretzel file a police report?
I don't know, Pat.
Why?
Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
Because he got assaulted.
One, two, three. And here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Silver lining. 2 hours and 24 minutes until I have a 5 o'clock hour beer. We will only hear that open once today because Sebastian Maniscalco will join us at 5 o'clock.
Play it at 5:25.
And 3 hours and 24 minutes until I'm done with you people for a few days, barring a Matt Nagy firing, because that conversation was, I mean, objectively hilarious, but mildly frustrating.
Texter had said after transition, boy, this dumbass show just got real serious and into their process and integrity. And I had texted him back, don't worry, we'll toggle back to dumbass in no time.
Yeah.
Who was that texter? Was that my Auntie Anne?
It might have been. That toggling happened even faster than I thought. Just instantly. We were back to dumbass where we belong. I can promise you lots of nuggets of dumbassery the rest of the way.
It's where, nuggets.
Yeah, damn right.
It's where I want to live.
Dumbassery?
Dumbassery. Sports are not that serious. Now, we are talking about a man's livelihood. I love talking journalism with Lawrence Holmes, but someone on the text line said, wow, Parkin's a new low for you, just saying outwardly that you don't believe the report. I've been lower. I've done. I mean, come on. I don't believe it. I don't think it makes sense. The report said that a high-level source told Conkle that Matt Nagy was told that Thursday would be his last game. Why would you tell him? Answer that question.
Well, because you like him and you respect him and he knows the writing's on the wall and you know the writing's on the wall. And you go to a guy as a partner and say, remember that thing last year where we decided to give you one more chance? It's not working out, Matt. You know we can't do this. Let's work together and try to end this gracefully. Coach Thursday for us, would you? And then we'll all move on our way with brutal honesty, and we'd like to work that out.
I don't feel like that's something you do to someone you like.
I've seen it happen in a million walks of life, in a lot of different places. I always think,
where?
Well, I always think of certain talk show hosts being given a week to do his goodbye here years and years ago. But even more since then, we've seen it. We've seen coaches. Ed Orgeron is the coach at LSU as we speak. He is a lame duck. See you later, coach, at LSU right now because he's one of theirs and they love him and they have a friendly relationship with him. And as they transition to the next guy, Ed, coach out the year for us, would you? It happens.
I was at Syracuse when they had Greg Robinson. This is the craziest press conference I've ever attended.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I'm saying it happens.
It happens occasionally, but they do it. That's what I'm saying. When Ed Orgeron is coaching out the year, he agreed that he's done.
Yeah.
When Greg
and they did it publicly.
And they did it publicly.
But isn't it possible that the Bears screwed that the Bears had this get out
a
couple days in advance because they're not a good tight ship?
Maybe. That strikes me as so incompetent and so disrespectful. Like you'd be making Matt Nagy not only coach a game when he's fired. But go out there and lie.
Doesn't he do that? Hasn't he done that a lot? Coaches do it all the time.
But listen, I am the president of the football coaches are lying in front of the microphone podium.
They have all the secrecy because whatever they believe and keep in house is really the only truth that matters.
But
they collaborate, Danny.
But lying about a football player's injury or a schematic advantage or the state of your team ahead of a game against a division rival is a football lie. This is about whether or not his kids are going to have to change schools, about whether or not his house is going to come on the market. I think it is.
So
he
might not tell them until Friday.
I just think it's a very unreasonable ask. I think it is a totally unreasonable ask of Matt Nagy. And I don't believe we know that the McCaskey family likes Matt Nagy. We know that Ryan Pace likes Matt Nagy. So it just strikes me as such a cruel thing to ask him to do.
Couldn't they see it as kindness? Matt, look, you know this isn't going to work out. We were going to wait till the end of the year, but we've decided we need to do this now. We don't want to do it right now. You want to coach Thursday, or would you like to leave now? What would you like to do? Let me coach Thursday. I've been looking forward to this. Let's go out with a win. I think we're going to get a win. We'll beat that team.
I just really want to travel to Detroit on Thanksgiving.
I want to spend one more holiday away from my family. Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? Coaching salaries are guaranteed. Unless he got fired for cause, he gets his money. What person is doing that?
It's somebody who, who wants to keep the peace and keep things nice and go out on a collaborative, hippy-dippy love fest. I just think that's even in play, man.
All right, remember
how dysfunctional the Bulls backpatting society of a front office was, and we would talk about it. The Bears are the kings of that. This is a dysfunctional family business. That I mean, you can model it after any weird ass television show or movie that you'd like to think about. They have not had a solid chain of command in a well-run business forever, since the old man died, for sure. And then Muggs was gone. And then the son that they thought was going to take over didn't end up taking over, and nobody really knows why, and that's Brian. So it's a terribly run family business, which creates opportunities for dysfunction every level below. So I believe anything with this team in that way.
if you have arrived, because I'm with you on like I guess 80% of it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think they're well run. I do think the organizational structure is poor. I do think that he deserves to be fired by merit. I do think that Pace does. I do think that there should be a football czar and some changing to the hierarchy. I agree with all of that. But for an organization who has never fired a coach in season to then about face and fire a coach in season 2 days before Thanksgiving and have the reporter from The Patch find out, but then make him lie publicly and in the same press conference. I mean, poor Matt Nagy on a human level. Matt Nagy today had to address his son having Fire Nagy chanted at him in high school.
Yeah.
His locker room being fractured by a podcast host and by the patch.com saying that he's being fired, but he's coaching on Thanksgiving out of the kindness of his heart.
I love the disdain.
Like, that is such a ridiculous, this is a ridiculous day at the office.
I love the disdain for podcast hosts. Like, we're all not, you know, 3 hours away from such things.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mark Conkle is not breaking the story that Matt Nagy got fired, and Jordan Schultz is exceptionally unlikely to be breaking the story that 40 of the 53 guys on the Bears roster want Matt Nagy gone.
Allen Robinson, none too pleased about that when he addressed the media today.
And we'll get to that. But it's okay to greet something with skepticism. And they didn't release a statement, and I got no Glazer, I got no Rappaport, I got no Schefter, I got no Breer, I got no Riddick, I got nothing.
I hear you. Let me just share this. That family is deeply strange, and it is their family business. It is not a passion project or some kind of competitive vanity project that they want to win with. It's their lives, and they're a pile of non-football people trying to pretend to each other that they know what they're doing. Michael McCaskey rose up and said, "I'm the guy." And everybody's like, "Yeah, no, you're really not." And now George is like, "I'm the guy." But everybody kind of knows that he's not. And Ted Phillips sold them a bill of goods 25 years ago, and all he wants to do is keep the family happy with him. They're his golden goose. And he doesn't want a football czar or somebody who knows football up at his level. He doesn't want it. And so Ryan Pace, he wants to keep Ted happy with him. Matt Nagy was used by Ryan Pace this past offseason to tell Ted, "Look, Matt is going to be picking this quarterback, and like, we're collaborating and we're collaborating and we're collaborating. So you're not just trusting me, you're trusting him." So Ryan Pace uses Matt Nagy to get Ted to believe in him, and they're all getting the McCaskeys to keep the money train going, right?
You have concocted some sort of unbelievable.
It's not that hard. And then Matt, they bought themselves one more year, Danny. They bought themselves one more year, and the quarterback opportunity fell into their lap. They took it. They wanted to bring him along slow, buy him themselves even more years. But now Nagy has failed because Andy Dalton got hurt, and they were unable to do this and set up Justin Fields, either unable or unwilling. So this blew up, and it's obvious that Matt Nagy now has to be gone. And Ryan Pace is going to separate himself from Matt Nagy and keep Ted Phillips happy with him. They're both going to keep the McCaskeys happy with him. And Matt Nagy's going to be your sacrificial effing lamb, asked to take it up the Watusee worse than he ever has in his whole life.
So you
on the way
it.
Out the door.
You believe the story?
I believe that he's, yeah.
You believe the story?
I do. I do believe the story. And if the him being told factor is wrong, I don't believe that the firing him after this game factor
is wrong. What do you make of Conkle coming on the air and saying, "I'm pretty confident this is his last game"? That's not how reporting works.
He's not a sports guy, but he talked to a guy.
I won the Pulitzer.
I know.
That is not how reporting works.
But he doesn't.
You don't say, "I have a high-level source who told Matt Nagy that he's fired and this is his last game, so I'm pretty confident it's his last game." Pretty confident is not apparently what your source said.
I don't think there's any way that he goes with it if it's not a very high-ranking official who's been within Hallis Hall and can speak to it. I mean, he is a Bears fan who wants this to be true. So that's in there. That's in there as a potentiality.
Okay.
But I just...
For the record, Conkle is not right if Matt Nagy's fired in week 15.
No, he's not.
He's right if he's fired
Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, or Monday.
Yeah, no, this guy is not right, period.
Okay. he is right if Detroit is his last game. That is the scenario where he is right.
That's it.
Okay, just to be so everybody is clear here on what the rules are of this, because people are like, "This is when you said Tony La Russa was 0%."
Uh huh.
No, it's not the same.
I just don't you think They successfully sold themselves for one more year. And part of that was going to be the slow-playing Alex Smith Mahomes plan so they could buy themselves even more. That Fields doesn't start until November, and then they're given another year and maybe another year after that. And now Dalton's injury forced Nagy to be exposed as unable to do what they're doing for Mac Jones in New England.
Well, that we agree with.
Yes.
That we agree with, but that is separate from the dysfunction of today. That's the dysfunction of the last 8 weeks. That is a separate conversation. Like, yes, of course, that is what ultimately is going to be the thing that gets Matt Nagy fired, is that it hasn't, the offense has not looked good when he got the quarterback that he was charged with developing.
Yeah, and Ryan Pace needs to separate himself, and that process began a few weeks ago.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know how you do collaboration and then separate the two. That's going to be a real magic trick if Ryan Pace can survive that one. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Indiana, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. I'll tell you why this story better not be true.
Yeah.
I got some serious personal skin in this game. It's next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
Yeah, we need to flush out the McCaskey family as the Roy family from Succession. I don't think they have anyone as cunning as Logan Roy. I don't think there's a Logan Roy at the top of this pyramid.
That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's nobody there that you actually want to run the company and trust.
Yeah, Bill Parcells came across a little Logan Roy-ish last night on the Manning Cast. I was like, God, this guy, he knows a lot about football. Like, I would trust him to make a lot of decisions. But I'll tell you this, they better not fire him. I don't want to work on Black Friday. That's ridiculous.
Are you pledging to work on Black Friday if Matt Nagy gets the axe?
If Matt Nagy gets the axe, I'm going to need a microphone to eat some crow. Shane, where can I get crow?
I got a crow guy.
You got a crow guy?
Yeah, for sure. I can't really talk about it here or mention his name, but we can talk about that off air.
All right, I'm going to need some on air because I mean it'll be a loud, big, powerful L for your boy. When Matt Nagy finally gets fired. And he deserves it, and it's going to happen, but not on Friday. They better not make us come into work on Friday. That would suck.
So Succession is the show. I wish I'd watched it. I wish I could play Cast the McCaskies in Succession along with you guys.
Yeah.
You should go ahead and do it amongst yourselves, and let's do that.
All right, we'll do it coming up. Mark Potash at 325, and the idea of society decaying, which is being alleged because of what happened.
I blame you.
I'm sure. It's my fault what happened to Matt Nagy at his son's game, according to my teammates on the show. It's a tough world out here. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.